Hi, this is Melanie C, and I just want to say thank you so much for making me number one. Yep, the album's going to be out in November. It's almost finished, a bit of vocaling to do, but it's all written and just to be mixed. It's we're quite excited actually, because it is quite different for us. It's still very poppy and loads of fun, but we've been working with some new collaborators, some American producers, Bradley Jerkins and Jamal Lewis, so there's a really big sound, and it's a little bit more R&B in some areas, and then vocally it's a lot more challenging because we're more confident now singing after we've done a lot of touring and stuff. I think inevitably that's just the way it is going. I mean, it's still loads of fun, and when we get back together we are just the same, we're just like really stupid, but we are growing up. There's two mums in the band and I'm just about to go through the menopause.
not print that.
I would like children one day, but not just yet. But I mean, I don't want them at the moment. I'm just hoping one day I will, because you know what I mean? I think the main difference for me is I am more fulfilled as a solo artist, because you get to tell the story, you get to sing the whole song, because at the end of the day, my singing, that is just my thing, I love singing. And it's real good fun with the Spice Girls, but only getting to sing a line in, a line out, or a section can be frustrating as an artist, because I want it in the whole song. I want to take the journey, I want to take the listener on a journey, and you can't do that when it's all between different people. I think this is the real thing for now. I think Spice Girls was real when I was younger, but now I'm a little bit older and a bit more serious, and I take this a bit more seriously now. Oh, flatters! Oh, absolutely! I can't believe anything. I can't believe Spice Girls. The whole Spice Girls phenomenon to me is like, it didn't really happen. You know what I mean? It's crazy. I can't comprehend it, and I just try to blank it out. It's really early days to say that, because Mel B's album's out this year, Emma's will be out, and Victoria's next year. So it's early days, and who's to say? I think we've all been so successful. But it's the work you put in, isn't it? I do work very hard. And I've just been, I didn't have a baby, I had an album, so I was quickest off the mark. This really fucking pissed me off, if I'm allowed to say that, because, they can say anything about about me, I'm famous, that comes, it's part and parcel of the job. But, Ying's a professional, and it was all lies anyway. We didn't share the room, we didn't share the bed, and even if we did, I sleep with girlfriends all the time, Oh, that quote's going to be used well. But, and then one day she's seeing Jay, one day she's not. It's just like, fuck off. It's no one's business anyway. It's so infuriating. It's like, Ying's, her family, and there's other people who get hurt in the process, and they're just making a quick buck. They know it's all lies. They've made it all up. They know it's not true.